This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I often mention, I love teaching stories, koans, paradoxes, aphorisms, fables, proverbs, anything like that. And sometimes when you're looking for a good teaching story, a joke makes a good teaching story. And here is one of my favorite teaching story jokes. So one night there was a policeman on the beat, and it was deep in the middle of the night, and he's walking around making sure everything's, you know, under control. And he happens to notice that there's a man who's clearly staggeringly drunk underneath a lamppost looking at the ground, you know, clearly searching for something on the ground. And so the policeman walks up and says, "Excuse me, sir, can I help you? Have you lost something?" And the man says, "Yes, I lost my wallet." And the policeman says, "Oh, no, did you drop it here or someplace around here?" And the man says, "Oh, no, I dropped it back there at the corner of the street, but the light's better here." And I love this joke. And it actually has a lot of relevance to habit change. And how it comes up is, for example, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was telling me how he really wanted to make changes in his life. He was like, "I don't feel my best. I know that my habits are lousy. It's really time to make a change. I'm really committed to this. I've really got to do things differently." And, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, well, that's a pretty good idea, because it seemed to me like he had a lot of habits that he could work on. He only slept like 4 or 5 hours a night. He ate tons of junk food and fast food. He really had been talking for a long time about how he wanted to lose some weight. He never got any exercise. And one thing is, he loved tennis. He had always played a lot of tennis growing up, but he never played tennis now, even though it was something he really loved to do. So I said to him, "Oh, so, you know, what are you going to change? Where are you going to start? What habits are you going to work on?" And he looks at me in the eye and he says, "I'm going to stop chewing gum." And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yes, I've been chewing a lot of gum. It's a nasty habit. I really feel like I need to grapple with my gum chewing." And I thought about that joke, because the fact is, if we want to find what we're looking for, we have to search in the right place. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.